Fulton Brother, Battle Creek, Michigan, November 27, 1889. Dear Brother Fulton, I have just received a letter from your pen. I refer you to the Lord. As the matter now stands, I dare not take any responsibility in the case. I have been of but one mind from the first until your expressed purpose was stated, which brought around the present perplexity, and I have not wisdom to advise. I can only pray for the Lord to be your counselor. I have carried the burden and anxiety in regard to the institution for so long that I am glad to lay it down and let others take it up. It has been my principle, when things went hard, to stand to the rack more firmly, not to waver one hair's breadth. I was 62 years old yesterday. Our first snowstorm came last evening. We have had only 3 days of sunshine during this winter. With the new moon came a change from clouds and fog and rain to clear sunshine, and last night the snow commenced falling. The trees are loaded with snow, and the ground is changed from brown to pure white. This morning I arose at 4, and there was the appearance of quite a fall of snow. This month I have suffered with colds and neuralgia. I would not remain here a day longer if I did not feel it to be my duty. I received a letter from Brother Jenkins, who proposes to buy a strip of land close by the orchard, and goes on to tell me that the orchard land is very choice land, and that he wants to buy it, but the land next to it is very rocky, not good for much. But had he seen the orchard land before I had it worked, he would have called it rocky land. The land lying next to the orchard is as good as that in the orchard was before I had it worked, and could be made the same as that is now with the same amount of work put upon it. I was laughed at and discouraged by my brethren from doing anything to the land because it was so rocky, but I told them to do my work and I would pay them for it. I propose to sell no land on my place. I will sell the whole place, reserving the orchard and a strip of land toward my house, close by the orchard, for a building place for myself. The rest, the house and land, the Institute can have for $3,000. I want some portion of land on the hillside and will put me up a small cottage for my own special use, selling my place in Healdsburg as soon as I can. The proposition has been made for me to sell building lots to parties who desire to locate on the hillside. Letters are coming in to me asking what I will take for lots. I want that the officials at the Institute shall give them a decided answer for me that I am bound by an agreement not to sell an acre of land without the full consent of the members of the board. I purchased the land to hold it so that it should not be cut, knowing that the rural health retreat would want it all. I am in no hurry to dispose of any of it outside from the health retreat, although I have been and still am solicited to sell building lots. If I thought the health retreat would sell an acre of this land to any parties, I would not let them have the place. I am full of faith that the health retreat will do a good work and succeed and prosper if we follow out the light God has given us in reference to it. If those who are connected with it shall keep the way of the Lord and make it the place the Lord designed it should be, souls shall be benefited physically and religiously and go forth from that institution to carry the light of present truth to other souls. You ask concerning the rent of the house. I will rent it another year for $20 a month, the same as last year. I may not be able to return to California until next fall, although I shall be very glad to return as soon as possible. We are now commencing the work on volumes 1 and 2 and Life of Christ. Marion Davis is earnest and anxious to put her whole soul into this work. She is of the best courage. My workers are here, and I shall not travel much this winter. I worked so constantly, and the work was of so taxing a character, I feel it is my duty now to rest this winter. We are well situated for doing our bookwork now, and if the cold winter does not work unfavorably for me, I shall carry out my determination, which seems to be the only thing I can do if I want to complete my books, which I am very anxious to do. We need now to be educating and fitting men for responsibilities. Supposing you had stepped right out, as you were inclined to do, with no one to take your place, how would the institution have been situated? Supposing that Elder Loughborough should let go, and it may be deemed the wise thing for him to give himself to the interests of the cause throughout the conference, where is the man to act in his place? We cannot be short-sighted and let things drift. Supposing that men should pursue the same course as M. Kellogg has done, following their impulse, where would the Institute go? We must have sufficient force to rely upon in such emergencies. It will not answer to let things drift haphazard fashion. We must have men tested and proved, who will hang on under every discouragement. What has feeling to do with duty? What has likes or dislikes to do with our position of trust? We must gird about the loins of the mind and hope to the end. We must be wide awake and energetic, and not let Satan steal a march upon us. We want not one-sided men, but many-sided men, level-headed men, well-balanced in mind and firm in character, who will stand firm as a rock to principle. Men who know where their place is and will stand unmoved as a pillar. Wherever we may be who have work to do in connection with the cause of God, we shall be assailed on the right hand and on the left, behind and before. For everything is to be shaken that can be shaken, that those things that cannot be shaken may remain. It will not answer to be wavering now, to and fro like a wave of the sea. We must know our place and stand to it until we know that God wants us elsewhere. I am sure the devil has had much to do in keeping us as a people in a weak, feeble condition as far as strong, firm, decided men are concerned who are needed to do justice to the varied branches of the work in this cause, that it shall be carried forward determinedly and efficiently to the completion of the great, grand work for this time. But I must close. The prayer bell is calling us from the office to the house. May the Lord lead and guide you and your wife, is my earnest prayer. I love you both in the Lord. I have confidence in you both. I want to see you both happy, satisfied, and contented, doing your duty intelligently in some part of the vineyard, and believing that you are just where the Lord wants you to be. Yours in the work.